Revelation chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that the wind wouldn't blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel rising from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he shouted with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Don't hurt the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we've sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, and 144,000 were sealed of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 12,000 of the tribe of Judah were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Reuben were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Gad were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Asher were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Simeon were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Levi were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Issachar were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Joseph were sealed. 12,000 of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this, I saw a great multitude, which no man could count, from all nations and kindreds and peoples and languages, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and shouted with a loud voice, "Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and always. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying to me, "What are these who are arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are those who came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall live among them. They shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more, nor shall the sun shine on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, who is in the middle of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them to living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes."